Donald Trump is facing a financial and political dilemma. Today's the day he can start cashing in on the company behind his Truth Social network, but that could tank the price of the stock, hurting his loyal supporters. NPR finance correspondent Maria Aspen joins us now to talk about all this. Good morning.
Good morning, Layla.
Okay, so Trump is in this tricky position where his own financial interests and those of his supporters could be in conflict. How'd he get here?
So Trump Media and Technology Group, which trades under the stock ticker DJT, is the parent company of Truth Social. That's the conservative social media network that Trump started after he got kicked off of Twitter. Mm-hmm. Trump Media went public in March through a reverse merger. Now, Trump owns more than half of the company, meaning his stake is currently worth about $2 billion on paper. However, he hasn't been able to cash in on that stake. There's been a so-called lockup period on insider sales for several months after the company started trading publicly. Now that lockup period is due to expire as soon as today, so everyone's watching to see if and when Trump will sell.
And what's the thinking on what Trump might do?
So he did say last week that he has, quote, absolutely no intention of selling. And the investors I've spoken with believe him for now. But now that the lockup is expiring, he will be able to change his mind and sell later on. And I should note that I did reach out to Trump Media, which did not respond to my request for comment this week.
And how's the stock doing?
Not well. The shares closed yesterday under $16, which is down more than 75% since they went public. I mean, this is the definition of a meme stock. Trading is extremely volatile, and for the most part, people don't buy and sell it because they think this is a good business. Frankly, Truth Social is not a good business. It's lost like $16 million in the last quarter.
All right, Maria, then why would anyone buy and sell that stock?
Well, for reasons that aren't simply financial. Okay. I mean, a lot of the investors are individuals who are loyal Trump supporters who want to show their support. Some also believe that he's got a good chance of winning the presidential election in November, and so investing in Truth Social is also betting on that outcome.
Okay.
I mean, for all the conflicts of interest it raises, Truth Social will be in a great position if the guy who owns a majority of the company is also in the Oval Office. I did talk about this with Matthew Tuttle, who runs an investment firm called Tuttle Capital Management, and he used to trade some of the Trump Media stock personally.
It is entirely an election play on whether he gets elected or not. This zooms up if he wins, and it eventually goes to zero if he loses.
And Tuttle did tell me that he doesn't expect Trump to make a decision to sell his stake in Trump Media until the election.
And how closely do you think the future of Truth Social is tied to the outcome of the election?
Oh, pretty closely. I mean, we've seen this in the last few months, which have not been good for the stock or for what it says about Trump's chances. We saw a stock rally in July after he survived an assassination attempt, and that was before President Biden ended his reelection campaign. But there's been a big drop since last week after Trump debated Vice President Harris, and the shares are still pretty down this week. So we will continue to watch it closely, and I do think it's fair to say that whatever else happens with Truth Social, it's a safe bet that there will certainly be more volatility.
NPR finance correspondent Maria Aspen. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.